In northern Iraq, an early vote in Kirkuk lays the groundwork for what the U.S. military hopes will be a democratic solution to ethnic rivalries that threaten the city. About 300 delegates are assembled to choose leaders who will ultimately set in place an interim government. This occurs just 1 week after intense fighting between Kurds and Arabs spilled into the streets of Kirkuk, drawing fire from occupation forces, killing and injuring dozens of people. The worst violence since the war. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Kirkuk. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And tell us a bit about this election process. What's happening right now?
Scott, this was modeled on previous provincial elections that took place in the nearby northwestern city of Mosul. Those were considered largely to be a success. So they've adopted the same tactics here, the American military force. They have invited 300 city delegates into a very hot auditorium. It's split pretty equally, this group, between the four main ethnic groups here, Kurds, Turkmen, Christian Assyrians, and Arabs. Their job is to choose from among themselves a council of 30 who will, early next week, appoint a mayor and four deputies. And the job of these new officials will be to help govern Kirkuk alongside the occupying American military force until some kind of national elections are organized where the entire population can vote for city leaders at some point down the road.
And we mentioned the violence of last weekend. Help us understand, if we could, Ivan, how ethnic rivalry has flared to that point in the city over the past few weeks.
Well, for several days last weekend, Kurds and Arabs were clashing in the streets. This was mounting ever since April 10th, when the Iraqi army withdrew from Kirkuk and Kurdish fighters, thousands of them, swept into the city. This followed decades of persecution of the ethnic Turkmen here, of the ethnic Kurds here, by Saddam Hussein's government when he was favoring Arab populations, in fact, importing Arabs into this city. At the beginning of this process today, as the delegates were marching into the town hall, the U.S. was making a big show of force to try to prevent any type of violence from breaking out again. They were flying Apache helicopters overhead and an A-10 Thunderbolt, and trying to make sure that nothing like that breaks out to mar this process today.
Ivan, what's your impression? How many people in Kirkuk, this city of about 600,000 people, are aware of the vote that's going on?
They don't seem to. They know that some election is underway. They don't know what exactly is happening. An American commander has described this as a selection process with a sprinkling of democracy. He said they just didn't have the resources or the statistics to let everybody vote. That's why they had to settle for this process. The delegates themselves, they only just received invitations, and they were receiving instructions on how the vote would take place as they were sitting there from an American officer. So people didn't really know about it. They're trying to make do. The Americans trying to do what they're calling the first step in democracy here.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kirkuk, thank you.